Okay, our friends. So remember last month, I guess, I read a story about a dog who was teaching us to not eat bees. Very smart information to pass on. He's back. And here he's teaching us another important lesson. We have to read this book. It's so good. And so today we will be reading you Don't Trust Cats, Life Lessons from Chip the Dog. This story was written by Dev Petty, and the art is by Mike Bolt. And friends, if you don't have a copy of this book, I will link it on my Amazon affiliates page. You can run over there, grab a copy of it, and follow along. And let's give a great big thank you to these two great authors and illustrators because they are fun. Are you ready? All right, so today's story is read by Mommy and
Philip.
Philip. You ready, Philip?
Mm-hmm.
Me too. It says, Chip here. I have been described as very smart and also a dog. You're probably thinking, hey, Chip, I am also a dog. You seem incredibly intelligent. How can I be my best dog self? Great question. And because I am a good boy, I will answer. Three words. Don't trust cats.
Let me guess. His arch nemesis is a cat.
You think his arch nemesis is a cat?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. This seems pretty sketchy. We can see in the picture that there is a cat in the house with him. And we can also see that he's wearing one of those cones over his head, the cone of shame, so that he doesn't chew on himself. I don't know what happened. Let's read. Not the fluffy ones, or the stripy ones, or the very tiny ones with big eyes. No matter how adorable they are, if it has a ball of yarn, walk away. Don't be sad. There are many things you can trust. If you're looking for animal companionship, trust this friendly-looking fella. I have a really good feeling about this. And in the picture, we can see what animal he has chosen to become friends with. It's a porcupine. Should you jump on a porcupine?
No.
No. Bad choice.
Porcupine alert.
Yeah. And then in the next page, we see him with some other animals. Those birds and squirrels you try so hard to catch, you can trust them. They're laughing with you, not at you. However, definitely avoid bees. Long story. And don't trust cats. Trust your persons, even if they aren't grateful when you give yourself a bath. Oh no, he's rolling in the mud. And they throw away the wonderful gifts you bring them. Like a stick? Again and again. Oh, they're playing fetch with you. He doesn't understand. And even though they said you were going to the park that one time, but it wasn't the park at all. It's in the picture, we can see where they're taking him. It's the veterinary clinic. That means he's probably getting a shot or something, huh? And sure, he cheats at cards, but you can trust Grandpa. He's the one who looks in your eyes and says, you're a good dog and a pretty dog. And he keeps those special treats shaped like bones just for you. Helpful hint. The small persons will show you their affection in confusing ways, but try to be polite. Persons are way better than cats. Yeah.
I think the opposite.
Do you think? Mm-hmm. Well, in this picture, we can see that the person, this small person, is the little girl. And she has dressed him up in pink cat ears with a pink tutu. And she's taking him for a walk, and he's smiling politely because I don't think he wants to be in the cat ears or the tutu, which makes sense. But you know what? He's doing it because he loves her. The park is full of trustastic things. You can trust that your persons will be happy when you do your business. They are so proud. They even collect it and put it in a protective wrapper. Oh, she's picked up his poop, hasn't she? Trust this fire hydrant. It has always been there for you. It's true, dogs really like to pee on fire hydrants, but I don't know why. Trust your intuition about others. This guy here loves sharing, he says, but that dog does not look like he loves sharing, does he? No. Trust your nose. It will lead you to magical things you can bring to your persons, and they will be so pleased. What's he doing? In the picture we can
underwear.
See. Yeah, he's got some underwear in his mouth and he's sticking it to the lady and she's like, ew, no thank you. You know what isn't magical? Cats. No how. No meow. Trust that any bed can be comfortable if it's the right bed. You just have to be motivated, he says. And we can see him flopped around just about anywhere. But he looks down and sees the cat who was giving him the eye. And he says, keep walking, mittens. Trust that the mail slot will be presents for you every day. Oh no, he's chewing up their mail. Mm-mm. Trust Finnegan. And in the picture we can see what Finnegan is. What is Finnegan? A fish. He doesn't trust cats either. No, Finnegan does not look thrilled that there is a cat looking at him. He's like, what's going on? Don't trust the vacuum or cactuses or those two criminals at the front door. Bark. We can see him bark, 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 bark. And who is he barking at? Are they criminals? Mm-mm. What are they?
Girl Scouts.
There's two Girl Scouts with bunches of cookies that they're selling. Do you know what I would do with those Girl Scout cookies?
What?
Eat them. But all these things are better than trusting cats, which you should never, ever do. Unless they seem very, very sorry. And they share their special treats with you. And, well, then maybe you can trust them just a little. Oh, besides, you never know when a cat will do something nice, like introducing you to some new friends. Oh no, friends, my friends. In the picture, this cat has opened the door for Sweet Chip the dog to run right outside. And who is there outside in the backyard?
Smelly, smelly, smelly skunk.
A skunk digging through the trash. I am a smart dog, he says. And now, who is a smelly dog? Yeah, and he had better not trust that cat again, don't you think? Terrible choice. Terrible. And that, our dear friends, is the end. You have anything you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.